This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Trump-Zelensky White House meeting devolved into acrimony Friday, and it spilled out into a photo op for all the world to see. With the U.S. and Ukrainian leaders, ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Zelensky trying to bring the temperature down, but Trump berating the wartime leader, instead delivering this ultimatum.
The problem is, I've empowered you to be a tough guy.
Then kicking Zelensky out of the White House.
Retired Lieutenant General Doug Lute, former U.S. ambassador to NATO.
The bigger strategic impact is that this is yet a further divide between our European allies, who broadly support Ukraine and Zelensky's effort, and the United States, in particular, this White House.
Docs treating Pope Francis for pneumonia in a Rome hospital say he suffered a coughing fit today, says the Vatican. He's on an oxygen mask. Docs say the next day or so will be crucial for the Pope's recovery. This is ABC News. Political sparks in Los Angeles after the mayor fired the fire chief. Now the fire chief is fighting to get her job back by going around the mayor. ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass fired Fire Chief Kristen Crowley. Firefighters and their union have been vocally backing Crowley, saying she became a scapegoat for failures that were made by the mayor. The mayor was in Ghana when the fires broke out here in L.A. and blamed the chief for not telling her bad fire weather was arriving, even though warnings had been all over TV and radio broadcasts for days beforehand. Now Crowley is taking the extraordinary step of filing an appeal with the city council. In the unlikely event 10 of the 15 council members choose to keep Crowley, Mayor Bass's firing would be overturned.
An Illinois jury has found a landlord guilty in the 2023 murder of a 6-year-old Palestinian-American boy and critically wounding his mother. Wall Street's major indexes closed higher to end the month. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
The one and only Professor Bob Harvey has graced the airlines with us. Let's go to Vincent.
With this new administration, African-American history is under assault. To Professor Harvey, how important are we, is it to, for us to fight back not only for Black History Month, but throughout the year?
African-American history is not going anywhere. Start digging into history. You find out that long before the Mayflower, Blacks were already here.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks in the Big D. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Dallas tonight to take on the Mavericks. Giannis Antetokounmpo said after their win over Denver, he's got to find ways to use Damian Lillard more.
I'm here to make plays. I'm here to make good decisions, but I'm here to be aggressive. I'm wide open in the pop. It's either I can go or I can just wait for Dame and just play this two-man game and just try to milk it as much as we can. And that's what I chose to do, and it worked out in our benefit. So I think down the stretch, you just got to milk plays more. You know, you got to have more patience. You got to play off with Dame more because he's a threat. He's a threat. And if two guys go to him, then he can swing it to me. I'm going downhill and keep on doing it.
College Hoops Marquette preparing for tonight's game at Georgetown.
There's a difference between preparation and performance. You need both, but make no mistake about it. It's when that ball goes up in the air and the lights are on, the popcorn's popping. That's when it really, really matters the most. And you got teams that are desperate to beat you.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwalbe. I'm currently 3 episodes into the new season of Reacher, and so far, I would recommend it as a Pete pick. Actual giant Alan Ritchson has returned as the title character, kicking butt and taking names. Season 3 so far has more of a feel like season 1, where Reacher stays true to the character, giving assistance to the underdog and those in need. Reacher Season 3 gets a so far so good rating. Stay tuned. Spoiler alert regarding White Lotus Season 2. Season 3 of the hit HBO show is underway. White Lotus is always set at a White Lotus resort, where in Episode 1, we learn a murder has been committed, but don't find out who the victim is or who done it until the last episode of the season. Jennifer Coolidge was the victim in Season 2 and says she hopes that her on-screen husband, played by John Grise, is the victim in the third season. That seems the obvious choice, but writer-creator Mike White likes to keep the audience guessing. You can catch White Lotus at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy and colder tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper teens. Sunny for the weekend, high in the upper 20s Saturday, low 40s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. Current temp is 30.
Earl Ingram.
It's Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show, and I have a fantastic guest ready to chat about the latest developments in both local and national news. Be sure to tune in and find out.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
There is too much self-hating and self-critique within a pro-democracy and within the pro-democracy movement. There's too much, I wish the Democrats would blank. I wish blank would do blank or stop doing blank. I will say, I think there's too much of that. That I think the democracy's challenge, I think the middle class's challenge, I think equity's challenge, I think nature's challenge is not that there are too many imperfect allies, but too few allies, period. That it is not merely that the people with some power who are pro-democracy, pro-nature, pro-equity, pro-middle class are doing the wrong things. There's not enough doing enough of the right things. I think it's more of a capacity challenge. So I root for stuff, even if it's not precisely the thing that I would have written if I were the writer, or precisely the thing that I would have funded if I were the funder, precisely the thing to be done if I were the doer. It is so easy to critique. It's so easy to insult. It's so easy to, well, if I were in charge, things would be so much better. I just think this stuff is kind of hard. So I root for a variety of things. That said, I still have opinions. I am not immune to critique. And I think that going back 4 months, going back 14 months, that there was actually a lot to praise. They were in a tough spot. It was a tricky thing. I was here, and I was not calling for Joe Biden's ouster, nor was I a strong critiquer of Kamala Harris. I don't think that either of them were the font of the fundamental problem. I don't think either of them was perfect. Obviously, neither of them were the person that ended up being elected president, so I'm not here to praise Caesar nor to bury them. But I did have a critique about the campaign. Now, I know it's silly now. I know it's silly now to offer it, but I didn't have a chance before. And Monday morning quarterbacking and hindsight is oh so fun and oh so easy. And it makes us feel oh so smart. But I also think, absurdity aside, that what I have to say might still be useful. Or might still be worthy of considering and setting aside. My message is absurdly simple. It's going to take a little bit of a lead-in, though. It's absurdly simple. It might be why it's stupid, just because how stupidly simple it is. But I do have a critique. And the basic, so I don't just bury the lead, is that Trump was bad. He was just bad. He was a bad president, a bad person, and he was bad for you. I'll get back to that. Their narrative Their basic narrative was that Trump was, and Trump's basic narrative was that Trump was a successful president who led during a time of prosperity. And that because of that success, he ran again and would have won, but for having his victory stolen by Democrats and by leftists or by big tech or by whomever. And then without him, because that election was stolen, the economy tanked. There was no willingness to protect the border, and things went bad for America. That was the basic narrative. I don't think I missed a key beat. He was a successful president, so he ran again and won, but it was stolen. And because it was stolen, bad things happened, particularly to the economy and inflation and at the border. I believe that is the arc of their narrative, and I think they cleaved that narrative for 4 years, and now he is president again. Here's a challenge. Every part of that narrative is and was and remains a lie. Trump was a bad president who was terrible at the job. A million people who died who didn't need to. With him, the economy tanked with lasting impacts for years. The deficit grew at a record pace. He was a bad, unsuccessful, lousy, in fact, terrible, one of the worst ever presidents. And in their wisdom, Americans voted him out. And then he tried to fudge the results of the election and egged on supporters who wanted a coup. And then in his absence, thanks to Democratic leadership, the economy recovered. Record employment, starting a recovery from supply chain challenges. Even his claims on inflation and the border were lies. Inflation triggers started on his watch, and he blocked the immigration bill for his own selfish reasons. Each plank of his platform, each place he had to stand on, each beat in his narrative was a lie. Now, many of those beats were countered. I don't think the beat that was countered sufficiently, I think the beat that wasn't countered sufficiently was that he was just a bad president. And I noticed this when I would watch pro-Trump arguers arguing on places like CNN, places that are trying to be mildly neutral arbiters, still oligarchically owned, etc. I'll set that aside for a moment, but their brand is trying to be some version of neutral arbiters. And when the pro-Trump speaker would speak, he'd say, well, Trump was a great president. He did all these effective things. He had a really effective economy. But then, and then the response would be something like, yeah, but he's dangerous. They might say something about the border. They might say, yeah, but he's anti-democracy, or he's a horrible person. You can't trust him. He's too selfish. They would say all sorts of things in response. But the argument about whether or not he was a successful, effective president was too unresponded to, including in ads. That was the one thing, and there was some of it, but that was the one thing that to me seemed too weak, and I did say it then. He was terrible at the job. The problem of he's dangerous is like, is he really? It's hard for people to believe. That's part of the problem with the big lie. And for some of those, it's like, well, he's not normal. Some people don't like what's normal. What's normal isn't working for a lot of people. It's why I say anytime some pro-democracy pundit says, oh, it's outside the norm, it's not normal. No, it's unprincipled. It's against principle. It's wrong. It's bad. Statement of values, not only of status. So the simple message, and it'll get simpler at the end, absurdly so. He was a bad president who did bad things with bad motives alongside bad people with bad results. If you want to get even more absurdly simple, Trump is bad, and he's bad for you. That's it. Trump is bad. Doing bad stuff for bad reasons with bad people. And here's an important part. He's bad for you. He's bad for your neighbors. He's bad for America. He's bad for the things you love. He's bad for the people you care about. He's bad for the stuff that you think is good. He's bad for the future. He's bad for the present. He's bad. I know it seems really kind of dumb. I can dance with complicated language. Some would say, to my failing. in this instance, I think it is absurdly simple. I do what, and I'm going to say this more times. Gratitude or apologies in advance. Trump is bad. He's a bad president. He's doing bad stuff. It's just bad. And you know what? To me, the best messages are rooted in truth, in deep truth. And you know what? A supermajority of this country knows in their hearts that Trump is bad. They know it. They think that they can use some of that badness for their purposes. The evangelical Christian church, they know he can't name a Bible verse. They know that. They know what he does in his personal life. They know he's bad. But they think they can use some of that bad to advance what they want to get advanced. But the good news is we need to call out that truth, that he's bad. Because it's hard for them to respond, no, he's not bad. I mean, they can try. They can try, but it's a pretty hard message to refute. In their heart of hearts, and I ask you, to my listeners and friends and family members who did not vote as I did in the last presidential election, think about for a moment, do you in your quiet moments disagree when I say that Trump is bad? I don't think you do. I do believe there is double digits of percentage who thinks that not only is Trump not bad, Trump is the second coming. But by the way, if you claim or don't disabuse people of saying you're the second coming, you are bad. That is really bad. It's like one of the baddest, one of the worst. And I don't mean in the Michael Jackson sense. And by the way, even though bad was turned into being a compliment for some number of decades, like, tides change. People get bored with things. The worm turns. I think the word bad is interesting again, useful again, can gain its meaning again, and can be applied to where it most needs to be applied, morally and factually. Trump is bad. Signs, Trump is bad. Just, what do you think? Translates pretty well. Every language has a synonym for bad. Norm, I don't know what the word for norm is in Spanish. I speak a tiny bit of Spanish. I am sure there is a word for it. But I'm not sure how well it translates on Spanish news, and if it means the same thing that Obama means when he says it. Bad translates in every language. It means what you're not supposed to do. And it's quick. You're at the grocery store. Oh, I think I'm going to vote for Trump. Trump's bad. Oh, do you like what's happening with Doge? It's bad. Do you think we ought to gut a bunch of veterans' benefits? Sounds bad. Do you think we ought to fire a bunch of teachers? That sounds pretty bad. Do you think we ought to let go of Ukraine? No, I think that's bad. I think Russia's bad. I think Trump's bad. I think we should do whatever the richest man in the country and in the world says we should do? No, it sounds bad. It seems like they're doing bad stuff. I think that's bad. Forgive me for the absurd simplicity. It is the best I have. And it's the best I had 4 months ago. It's the best I have now. I wish I had had the wherewithal, the power, the voice, the microphone, the budget to have it loud 4 months ago. But we're at the early portion of 4 years, and stuff is getting bad. We have to call it out as bad. And you can help me say that it's bad. We'll be right back. Y'all are pretty good. This is Tom Show. Be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
He's bad. He's just bad. 202-808-9925. Your call is coming up.
If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code TOM.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
And we are back. Let's go straight to your call to try to get to a couple if we do speed round. Let's start with TJ. TJ, you win the most patient listener award. You're on the air from Grand Forks.
Thank you. My concern right now is I didn't like it where Musk went after some 60-minute columnist, media persons, and Trump kept out some media person from one of the meetings.
Yep.
Trying to control the press. That's what Hitler did. Control the press. We're supposed to have freedom of the press. And secondly, we the people, important words in our Constitution, we need to demand town hall meetings. where our representative comes at least once every 3 months and meets with us eyeball to eyeball behind the screen and gets what we want and what we don't want.
Yep. Yep. I think that is a step, demanding, and in fact even asking Republican family and friends to request genuine open town hall meetings. Start with that, because then at least there's a chance to have some of these discussions. To your point about the press, and I do want to get to another caller before the break, what you said is tied for the most important thing that can be said. And I'll give one weird, slightly weird example of it. When Peter Thiel, now ally of Donald Trump and friend and previous business partner and still close ally of Elon Musk, sued Gawker and put him out of business. That was a lesson right out of Machiavelli, who said you don't have to kill all your enemies, just one in the public square. And suing Gawker to oblivion sent a message to every media organization, to everybody in the world, and by the way, to other billionaires, and by the way, to Elon Musk. The purchase of Twitter by Elon Musk has been part of this strategy. They have been targeting the communications mechanisms, the means of information, to either close down or own or persuade through other means to threaten Jeff Bezos' other businesses so that he comes out and makes the Washington Post abide by their desires. The Washington Post, not just the Wall Street Journal, not just the New York Post, not the Washington Times, the Washington Post, so what's left? The New York Times, who posed to the defending democracy is not their most important thing, they have the best paper in the world. They are not immune, nor do they define the preservation of democracy in the middle class as a core value. Their core value is something else. And by the way, that includes, and is probably led by, the profits of the New York Times. I am a subscriber. I listened to some New York Times stuff this morning. That occupation of and kowtowing of, or excuse me, cowing the media is a big, big part. Let's go to, I meant to go faster, so I've got to wait until after the break. We'll get to Matt from Newport Beach right after this break. Listen to Tom's show.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925. We got Matt, Larry, Kevin. Coming up next.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Trump-Zelensky White House meeting devolved into acrimony Friday, and it spilled out into a photo op for all the world to see. With U.S. and Ukrainian leaders, ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Zelensky trying to bring the temperature down, but Trump berating the wartime leader, instead delivering this ultimatum.
The problem is, I've empowered you to be a tough guy.
Then kicking Zelensky out of the White House.
Retired Lieutenant General Doug Lute, former U.S. ambassador to NATO.
The bigger strategic impact is that this is yet a further divide between our European allies, who broadly support Ukraine and Zelensky's effort, and the United States, in particular, this White House.
Docs treating Pope Francis for pneumonia in a Rome hospital say he suffered a coughing fit today, says the Vatican. He's on an oxygen mask. Docs say the next day or so will be crucial for the Pope's recovery. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As it turns out, not everyone in Hollywood wants to be a part of a superhero movie and is willing to pass on big fat residual checks. Jeremy Allen White, star of the Emmy-winning show The Bear, has passed on the title role in DC Universe's Sergeant Rock. In a recent interview, White said he is confused at the idea that the pinnacle of an actor's career seems to be a role in a superhero film. Then again, maybe he just doesn't like to wear tights. And then there's Chris Pratt, who seems to have no problem playing superheroes as long as the check cashes. I feel you, brother. Pratt has announced that he will play Star-Lord when the character returns to the Marvel comic universe by way of Guardians of the Galaxy. Pratt is currently one of the busiest actors in Hollywood, as he is starring in The Electric State with Millie Bobby Brown on Netflix, and you can catch him in the sci-fi film Mercy, which will be released this summer. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks in the Big D. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Dallas tonight to take on the Mavericks. Giannis Antetokounmpo said after their win over Denver, he's got to find ways to use Damian Lillard more.
I'm here to make plays. I'm here to make good decisions, but I'm here to be aggressive. I'm wide open in the pop. It's either I can go or I can just wait for Dame and just play this two-man game and just try to milk it as much as we can. And that's what I chose to do, and it worked out in our benefit. So I think down the stretch, you just got to milk plays more. You know, you got to have more patience. You got to play off with Dame more because he's a threat. He's a threat. And if two guys go to him, then he can swing it to me. I'm going downhill and keep on doing it.
College Hoops Marquette preparing for tonight's game at Georgetown.
There's a difference between preparation and performance. You need both, but make no mistake about it. It's when that ball goes up in the air and the lights are on and the popcorn's popping. That's when it really, really matters the most. And you got teams that are desperate to beat you.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy and colder tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper teens. Sunny for the weekend, high in the upper 20s Saturday, low 40s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. Currently 29 degrees.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all.
Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Have you heard Rojo and Van Orton deny that Republicans are trying to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? I break down the numbers and call them liar, liar, pants on fire, starting at 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
It's about Musk ketamine use. I really don't think people understand how hardcore of a drug that is. I don't think people are doing their due diligence to find out what the heck that stuff is. As I recall, it can lead to brain lesions and cortical atrophy and really, really hardcore stuff with the brain. And it doesn't take long to affect the subject after just, you know, occasional use. It's very scary, and I'm not sure why the Dems aren't making him wear this around his neck every time they ask questions and the media tie him to this, make more people aware. It's very scary. Have your listeners look it up for themselves and figure this out. It's pretty frightening.
I appreciate the call, Matt. And yeah, you can check it out. Yahoo News did a thing on it, tried to get comment from Musk, couldn't get comment from Musk. CNN did a thing on it where Elon talked about that he was almost always sober, that he used a prescription. But people, ketamine's a serious drug. What I would say about it is that Elon Musk is bad, and he's doing bad things, and he's bad for you. And by the way, ketamine is bad too, and it's bad for you. And you know, it's a bad person who's doing bad things, including a bad thing that's bad for him, and it's bad for you. Okay, so he's bad, and he's bad. All right, that's what I've said, and it's not the last time I'm going to say it. I'm just going to make sure it sinks in. All right. Let's go to Kevin from Oxford, I think Michigan. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yes, it's Michigan. Hi, Jefferson.
Hey there.
If people have been asking, you know, like the Democrats need like a marketing or a logo, like how they have MAGA. And so I came up with something that I was wondering, you know, what you in the audience would think is BATA, B-A-T-A, hashtag F-A-D, and the B-A-T-A would stand for Bring Americans and Allies Together Again. And then the hashtag would stand for Fight Against Authoritarianism and Dictators.
Yeah, all right. Like, so you cut out a little bit in your acronym, and I lost the acronym. What was the first one? Bring B-A?
B-A-T-A, BATA. You know, okay. They have MAGA. We would be
Bring BATA, Americans, BATA. Bring Americans Together Again or Bring Allies Together Again. Okay, what was the second one?
Yeah. It would just be a hashtag after BATA that would be F-A-D, and it'd be Fight Against Authoritarianism and Dictators.
F-A-D, fight Against Dictators?
Yeah, Authoritarianism and Dictators.
So F-A-A, you want two A's?
Well, just F-A-D.
But then the A would have more, the A would have mean more things than just one word.
Yeah, because they're all A's anyway. Just like
a lot of A's, but all embodied in one A. All right.
Yeah,
BATA and FAD. All right, I'm writing it down so I don't lose it.
Hashtag FAD.
Hashtag FAD. All right.
Yeah, and then we, you know, blue and white, you know, just for the Democrats, you know, we could all wear the same shirts and, you know, stand for our thing, and people would know that we're against.
I appreciate it.
Their thing.
I've written it down. It's written BATA and hashtag FAD, and the A is powerful. It's a powerful A. All right.
Right. So the BATA is B-A-T-A, but it would be Bring Americans and Allies.
So your A's are doing a lot of work.
Right. And then, okay. You know, we know what it means, but they probably wouldn't be able to figure it out. But, you know, it's I think we need some kind of a thing like that that would kind of
help. I agree we need some kind of things, and we're going to let the ideas come on in and let the best ones blossom. Kevin, thank you so much for kind words. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks so much for your intelligence. Let's go to the next winner of the Most Patient Listener Award, to Bill from St. Helens, Oregon.
Yeah, hi. Before I go and say anything more, I'm just curious, could you ask your callers, if you would, if they would be willing to answer a simple question. Have they ever read the Constitution end to end? Because I'm thinking it's about 0.1% of the nation. Anyway, that's just to throw that in. Okay, so Hitler came to power through the Enabling Act of 1933, also known as the law to remedy the distress of the people in Reich. Okay, so in 1938, our Congress gave its tariff authority to the president, which was vested in them, not the president, through the Trade Agreement Act of 1934. In 1947, they gave almost all control of the military, which is their purview, not the president, to the President and National Security Act of 1947. And in 1952, through the Immigration Nationality Act, they gave the president almost all immigration authority. Now, these are all powers vested by the Constitution in the Congress, and there is one caveat in the entire United States Constitution that gives the Congress the authority to vest power in someone else. Now, my feeling is, if the Constitution points out a specific and only instance where they can revest their power, then pretty much by definition, otherwise they can't. I don't think the founders wanted the president to have total tariff authority. I don't think they wanted him to have total immigration authority. I don't think they wanted him to have total military rule. So these are all mini enabling acts. So anytime someone asks how we got where we are, this is how. And by the way, I strongly encourage people to read a number of the 127 executive orders slant bar actions, because it's just rife with the president assuming powers never granted, never in evidence. And if we let him go, Heil Trump. That's it.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call. Let's do speed round. Let's go to the next. Go to our next caller. Let's go to Larry from Los Angeles. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, one of the main things I think everybody needs to remember is Donald Trump is a crook and never should have gotten a second chance to go to the White House. But I just watched a news conference between Trump and Zelensky, and he was so weak. Donald Trump is so weak, he had to bring Vance with him. And they double-teamed Zelensky and lied all the way through the conference, and it went so bad that Trump has, according to the what's reading on the bottom of my screen, Trump canceled the conference that was supposed to take place today. It went so badly. And then he did things like claim that the United States gave Ukraine $350 billion, which is a blatant ball-based lie. It was under $200 billion. They both just went on and on. One bald-faced lie after another. They were talking over each other towards the end of the news conference, and Trump trying to because he acted like he's a right-wing TV talk show host. Yeah. You know, they always get the last word, and so in order for him to get the last word, they ended the conference. He canceled the conference and sent Zelensky on his way home, and there is nothing further schedule between the two. And he claimed that Zelensky disrespected the United States, the White House, and he said everything. He told every lie against Zelensky that he had done himself. He was the one that was very disrespectful. He couldn't even stand up to Zelensky by himself.
Yeah.
Again, he had to bring his VP in there, and it looked like a third person was sitting in that conference. So it looked like it was 3-1. It's the most disgraceful thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
For somebody who was one of our allies.
Yeah, well, he's not his ally, but yeah. And so, Larry, what I'm going to say is Trump is bad, and it's bad for the country, is what I'm going to say. Anything you want to say to close us up?
I would imagine that our news media is going to try to cover this up by not covering it.
Yeah.
It should be something that would last for a week or two.
Yep.
Where they can play lie after lie and then refute each lie.
Yep.
That's what they need to do. They're not going to do that. That's my prediction. They're going to give Trump a pass again as he tries to become our dictator.
Yep. No, and if he gives them, you know, five things a day that are against the norm, then they've got to choose between one of five things to put in their most important headline. Each of us have to choose among the things in our brain. I just think they're all synonyms of Trump is bad, bad for the country, bad for you. I'm going to keep saying that. That's not to disregard the thing you are saying. That is to amplify what you are saying and hopefully help it stick ever so slightly. Larry, thanks so much for being such a valued member of this community. Let's go to Wayne. Wayne in Howard's Grove, Wisconsin. Go ahead, Wayne.
Hi, Jeff. Just as an aside before I get started here, regarding Musk and ketamine, maybe another approach would be telling Musk that ketamine is really working for him, and maybe he ought to double or triple his dose.
I understand. I understand the tongue in your cheek and the humor you mean, but you said that was your aside before you really get started. So let's get started.
Yeah. Okay. You know, there used to be a long time ago, probably before you were born, I'm thinking there was a book out called Games People Play. One of the games they play is something called Ain't It Awful. And, you know, right now I'm getting that all the time. I look at 30 emails and they all say Ain't It Awful. I get on this particular station here and I hear, you know, and you're kind of reacting to that too. Trump is bad, Musk is bad, and you hear that over and over again. And, well, you know, we all got the point. But what I want to do is to at least do my part. I budget about $100 a month to the Crawford campaign. I'm sure you're probably familiar with that, right?
You say, I missed the first word you said. You said proper or Crawford?
Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D. She's running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which will determine whether or not we can continue to not be gerrymandered in this state. It's a incredibly important election.
So critical one.
So I'm popping $100 a month toward her, and I also $50. Oh, what's that?
I said love it.
Yeah. Yeah, and $50 to the Wisconsin Democratic Party. I guess what I'm trying to figure out as far as fun. Oh, and by the way, the other thing I do is I do call my representatives as well.
You know? Yep.
And that's probably the limit of what I can do. But just a little bit more on this. I see these emails come through. The one from the Crawford campaign says the following. She says, we're being outspent by Elon Musk. And I'm sitting there, you know, with my $100 a month that I'm thinking, well, yeah, that's really interesting, you know. And then I also see these comments about, please donate before our critical end of the month deadline. And I'm thinking, deadline, yeah, really? What? Tell me more about your freaking deadline. I mean, do you know what they're talking about?
I do actually know what they're talking about, and I'm going to also say something about your deeper question just before we go to break. So usually what that is, and thank you so much, Wayne, for the call and for helping out and for focusing our attention. So I opened up and said we can't just freeze. What does that mean? We got to do stuff, and you're talking about the stuff you can do and asking about what the smartest stuff to do might be. The deadline usually is a reporting deadline, and that's usually for congressional races. It's particularly important. I mean, it's important for statewide races, federal races, and because the reporting deadline is when you have to report how much money you've raised. And then that information gets public, and then the press takes it. And then they release in the horse race stories, here's who's raised the most. And that tells people who are kind of on the fence donors, including people who kind of want to pick the winner. It lets people know who they should focus on. So if you can show good results, you can build momentum. Fundraising itself is part of the political game. So that's what they're talking about. The deeper question, how can we best donate? Keep donating, donate more. That's another topic we're going to dig into.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
If you've got the smartest thing you think you're donating to, I would love to hear it. 202-808-9925. Where's the best use of resource right now?
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. They're two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in the body, the type 1 and 3, found in our cartilage, our bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. Native Path is completely flavorless. So we can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it is bioavailable. It mixes much better than other brands. No clumping. We put it in a morning coffee. We love it. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee, even an 800 number. You can call and talk to a real human being about questions on usage, recipes, ingredients. Best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is getnativepath.com. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Go find your mountain.
Do a couple calls before we have to go to the top of the hour break. Mark, you got a quick one.
Yeah, I just wanted to emphasize the fact we got to go after the Heritage Foundation. Those are the people funding all this assault on us. I mean, the Republican Party are just stooges for these people. It's the people funding the Republican Party we got to go after.
Okay, Mark, you said something really, really smart. Too often what I hear is, I wish the Democrats would blank. And each time I hear that, there's like 25% of me probably agrees. And the other part of me says, and usually I wish they would talk about blank. And they don't own a bunch of media organizations, right? I mean, like, they can get on MSNBC, right? They have some friends. We can talk to them. But too often I hear that. Too seldom do I hear, we have to go to the underpinnings of the right-wing movement and highlight it, weaken it, undermine it. We have to do that. We have to make it a little bit less cool to donate to it, a little less cool to listen to it. Heritage Foundation, who wrote Project 2025, now misspelled D-O-G-E, Dojek 2025, if you will, that it's the same stuff. Mark, I think it's really smart. We got to get to, and by the way, they do this stuff. They find, the Republicans have been doing this for years, they find some Democratic donor, and then they'll just attack them to try to send a signal to other people they shouldn't do that. They'll just go after them. They'll go after labor. They'll go after whoever it is, George Soros, whoever they can find. Is, oh, wait, this person is donating against their own economic interest. They're actually a rich person who's trying to help middle-class people. We better attack them because they're being a class traitor. Or labor, better undermine organized labor because people might listen to them. Right, they go after the underpinning. They don't just say, they don't just rely on going after a handful of politicians. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Terry. I think we have time, Terry, if you go real, real fast. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. This is in regards to Pallas's research of the purged voters in the election. I think that instead of, I think we should all gather around this to let the people know that these voters were purged and their vote needs to be counted. And a way we could do that is to locate the purge voters and have them come to Washington. And if Kamala is listening, I mean, this election is not over.
I appreciate it, Terry. They're taking us to break. But yeah, Greg Pallas, Disenfranchised Voters Report. Get the disenfranchised voters, the purge voters, bring them to Washington. Like the idea. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever
ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we hope you had a great weekend. Jane is back. We have another installment of Beyond the Cheese for you. And don't forget, this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. By now you've probably heard the White House meeting between the U.S. and Ukrainian presidents did not go well. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Zelensky came to Washington hoping to get Trump to guarantee Ukraine's security if Putin violates the terms of a peace deal. Zelensky trying to bring the temperature down, but Trump berating the wartime leader, instead delivering this ultimatum.
The problem is, I've empowered you to be a tough guy.
Then kicking Zelensky out of the White House, canceling their press conference.
Hours later, Zelensky on Fox News thanked Americans for their help. Could Ukraine win without U.S. help?
It will be difficult for us. That's why I'm here. That's why we speak about the future negotiations. It will be difficult without your support, but we can't lose our values, our people. We can't lose our freedom.
It was an up day on Wall Street. This is ABC News.